Giants looking to snap a three-game skid, taking on the Phillies in Philadelphia, celebrating African-American Heritage Night. Ty Block getting the start for San Francisco. We pick it up in the first with two men on, Brandon Belt facing Jared Eichhoff.
The 3-0 pitch, swinging a ground ball into shallow right under the glove of Cesar Hernandez. In to score is Span. He was going to score anyway, but Brandon Belt is going to reach now at first base, and still nobody out, and it's 1-0 San Francisco. 1-0. Swing and a ground ball through the hole left side. That's a base hit. Ty Block will come in to score. It's 3-0 San Francisco with nobody out here in the second inning. Nunez 2-for-2. Picks up an RBI, his 18th. And boy, the Phillies are going to be on the phone right away. The 2-2 pitch. Swing and a bouncer left side. It's through. A base hit. In to score, Joe Panic. Denard Span aboard at first with his fourth hit of the game. And it's 7-0 Giants. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Tied him up inside with a fastball. The pitch. Swing and a ground ball. Sharply hit to third. Knocked down by Arroyo. Picks it up. Throws across. Ball game over. Phillies get shut out tonight by left-hander Ty Block and the San Francisco Giants. It's his first career complete game shutout. And the Giants rout the Phillies in the opening game of the series, matching the Phil's biggest margin of defeat this year. It's a 10-0 final.
Well, what the Phil's got to do is turn the page. It's a new month.
The Giants snap a three-game skid, taking out the Phillies 10-0. The 10 runs is a season high. Ty Block with his first career shutout. Block becomes the first Giants pitcher to draw three walks in a game since 1969. He's also pitched at least seven innings in his last five starts. Denard Span, meanwhile, records five hits for the first time as a Giant. The Phillies have now dropped five in a row. Manager Pete McKinnon spoke after the game.
I don't have a lot to say. I don't know what to say. I'm at a loss for words. Bad way to start the month. Three guys had two hits. We got shut out. Not a pleasant night.
Is it deflating in the sense that everybody was hoping that just turning the page on the month would generate maybe something better, and then to come out as poorly as it did?
You know, Todd, you hit the nail on the head. I felt like everybody was refreshed after the day off yesterday, starting a new month, put everything behind us, and it just was a terrible night all the way around. The one bright light was Garcia had another pretty good outing. That was nice to see. We walked 10 batters, unacceptable.
With Eichhoff, I mean, is it kind of stunning for a guy that's been so consistent the last 2 years?
Well, you know, I've never seen a team where a number of players, both pitchers and hitters, are basically in prolonged slumps. And Eichhoff just had very poor command. So we've got to get back to the drawing board with everybody and just keep pushing. You know, I'm trying to stay positive. It's not easy, but it's our only. We don't have another alternative, so we just got to come out tomorrow and put this behind us, put every day behind us.
What's been the biggest difference for Eichhoff this season compared to the last year and a half?
It's all about command. You know, I talk about that all the time. He doesn't have. I think not having good command of his curveball has really flustered him, and. He hasn't been able to go to that pitch with the confidence that he has in the past, and I think that's affected him a little bit. So when you don't have your out pitch, you don't have good command of it, it's kind of tough to know where to go if that thing isn't working, because it's bailed him out many times, and I think that has something to do with it.
As you said, your team's kind of in a team-wide slump. When something like this happens, do you have any other alternative than just throw up your hands and hope? I mean,
well, my challenge is to stay positive. I've got to stay positive with these guys. I've said this before, but it's not, you know, we played 50 some games. There's a lot of season left, and stranger things have happened. I know we're better than as a team than we've shown. We just got to figure out. We got to have one game. Like, you know, I was talking to a couple of their coaches, and they said, "Boy, we're not swinging the bats very well. They haven't been swinging the bats very well." Well, they did tonight, and that's, we need a game like that. We need a series like we had the Marlins had against us. That's what we need to get us going.
How hard is it to get out of that and to get something started when, I mean, you're almost down 2-3-0 at the game and not having a starting pitcher that can kind of stop it?
Well, it is very difficult. It's been hard the whole season. You know, pitching and defense is what establishes what kind of game you're going to play. I mean, you have to have good pitching and good defense, and our pitching has faltered quite a bit. We got our bullpen going at one point in time, and then once again, we're not getting length from the starters, so it disrupts the whole, the whole bullpen situation. So all I can do is just keep pushing the guys and stay positive with them.
Walking the pitcher three times, that's got to drive you nuts.
Right? Unacceptable. That can't happen. We have to pitch better, we have to hit better, and we have to play defense better.
The series against the Giants continues on Saturday. Ben Lively making his big league debut.